Hello, my name is Beth Domkowski, and I'm coming to you from the Office of Admissions at Rowan University in Glassboro, New Jersey. Welcome to Rowan Confidential. I am here today with Danielle Goujon.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Goujon is a professor of political science in the Department of Political Science and Economics here at Rowan University. She earned a doctoral degree in political science from Rutgers University, New Brunswick, and a master's in feminist theory and gender studies from the Graduate Faculty of Political and Social Science, New School University, New York. Dr. Goujon specializes in women in politics, feminist theory, reproductive politics, and interest groups. Her research focuses on feminist organizations' responses to new challenges in reproductive politics in the contemporary U.S. setting. So glad that you're joining us today, and I feel like it's very timely that you are coming to us to talk about these things. Dr. Goujon, what's your passion? What wakes you up in the morning?
So I was thinking about this, and besides my coffee, which everyone knows, no coffee, no talkie.
So,
I was really thinking, and this is a great question because it made me kind of reflect upon, like, what is my main motivation? And I have to say that I love politics, and I love all things political. The first thing I do after I get my coffee is to go and watch the news and see what's happening in the world. And then I was thinking, well, why is that? Like, what makes politics so interesting to me? And I have to say that really my passion has been throughout my life a concern for injustice or, you know, people who were not experiencing equality, people kind of left out of the system. And everything that I've done, even from when I was a young girl and learned about pay inequity to, you know, recent challenges for women, has kind of led me on my life path, honestly. I know it sounds very kind of academic, but
not at all.
That has been my passion and my main drive for much of the way that I've charted my path and my career and the way that I live my life.
That's great.
Yeah.
What is your role here at Rowan?
So I am an instructor here at Rowan University. I work in the Department of Political Science and Economics, and my primary focus is teaching.
Okay.
And I'm teaching faculty, and I work very closely with students. I also am the coordinator of the Bachelor of General Studies program, and I work with students to find a path to degree completion.
So tell us about your department that you work in.
Sure. So it's the Department of Political Science and Economics. I'm in the political science end of things.
Okay.
And I was trying to think of how can I sum up political science maybe and give like a 2-minute blurb for people who might not really know what it is, because we think it's a familiar term and we think we know what it is, but do we really? It's very full. So I did in my, again, academic way, I kind of pulled a little definition. And to sum it up, it's a branch of knowledge that deals with systems of government. And really what we seek to do is provide an analysis of political behavior and activity. And then we're helping people understand that behavior while it's happening, but also use that knowledge to predict things that will happen in the future.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So, for example, with the 2016 presidential election, we were like, you know, what do we think we know as political scientists? And, you know, after the election results came in, there was a lot of conversation about, well, did things happen the way we would have predicted or what we have known in the past? And how did things depart from what we thought we had known about political behavior? And so we're really trying to help ourselves and people understand these really important things that happen in our world.
Okay. So that's the department. Now, you in particular, what is your area of interest?
So my area of specialization is political theory. So there's a bunch of different subfields within political science. American, there's comparative, international relations, and then this tiny subfield of political theory. And what we do is we look at the big ideas, right? So we're not necessarily, political science is a science, a social science, in the sense that we do look at data and we do use quantitative analysis to understand things, but political theorists look at the big ideas that kind of drive how we understand human nature, people's behavior, and then how then governments are formed off of those understandings.
Interesting. Okay. And you recently spoke at a conference.
I did. So 2020 is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which gave women the right to vote. And so to kick off, we're having a year-long celebration or kind of reflection on the importance of the 19th Amendment. And so I was a part of a panel that brought in a bunch of different scholars from different disciplines to talk about some of the challenges around getting the right to vote. It was a 72-year challenge where different generations of women had to work to really get that, what you would think was a basic right, to become part of our Constitution and rights for women here, as well as some of the challenges of that and some of the moments that were not so great. For example, how some of the white suffragettes actually turned their backs on African-American women and women of color when making arguments for certain types of women to have the right at the expense of others. So we, as a campus community and with the support of the Women and Gender Studies Council, are hosting these events to bring attention to how important that right is. Okay. And then I, in particular, looked at the impact of women today, right? So what has happened since women have had the right to vote?
Okay. So where are these events going to take place? Is that here at Rowan University?
We have an entire calendar throughout the university. They're taking place throughout the year, and you can find them on our different websites. We have posters. We have all kinds of information going out on social media, so stay tuned to that. Political science, our department, is also devoting this year's programming theme to voting line. We're not just looking at the 19th Amendment, but we're doing other things. So, for example, we're looking at, in October, we're having an event looking at some methods and strategies that have been used to prevent certain populations from voting and how we can help enfranchise more people to be involved with voting, especially youth voters.
And are these going to be open to the public or is it for Rowan students? Okay.
Yes, all of our events, we definitely have them here and encourage all of the university community to come, but it's also open and the public is welcome to attend as well.
Great. So talking about your field, what's one thing that you wish people knew about it?
So I think sometimes, especially students, prospective students and their parents when they come, or just even talking to people who don't really know much about it, they think when you say you do political science, they're like, do you want to become a politician?
Ah, okay.
Yeah, and so I think that that's a big misconception, and that most people that are attracted to the field, they're interested in looking at like systems, right? Okay. So for me, I was really concerned with injustice and how to make change. And as a child and as a young adult, I felt like very frustrated that as an individual, I couldn't really make change. So what drew me to this field was understanding the systems that support inequity and understanding how they work so then that we can then help other people understand how they work so that we can make change from either the outside in or the inside out. So that for me is one of the biggest misconceptions that I wish people would understand, that it's about understanding the systems and not just about becoming a politician.
Mm-hmm. So is this where you thought you would be career-wise? Did you set out to on this path?
I didn't. I thought I was going to go to school and become a lawyer.
Ah,
yes, like many.
You hear that a lot, yes.
Yes, and then I started talking to people who were working in the field of law, and I realized that it probably wasn't going to be a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. And I had a couple professors who said, listen, you're really strong at theory and philosophy and writing, and you should think about graduate school. And I found ways to study what I love. I sought out a master's program that looked at feminist theory and gender studies, which was very unique and kind of radical at the time. But academia and the university's system allowed me to kind of pursue that radical field, and now it's a legitimate area of study. So I was very lucky in that sense to be able to do what I love.
Great. Great. Speaking of doing what you love, what has this allowed you to do that maybe you never thought you'd get to do?
Well, I never thought I could make a career studying women and doing like feminism.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I get to do. I get to be involved with the content. It's not just kind of a personal side thing. I actually get to, you know, come every day and talk about, you know, women and gender and class and race and talk with my students about it. And it's a very rewarding endeavor.
And to wrap it up, why Rowan? Why Rowan for you? Why Rowan for students that may want to study this?
Well, I think Rowan overall, regardless of whether or not you want to study political science, I'm actually really drawn to this university. I think it I love its mission. I love that it centers on teaching. It still has preserved its focus, even while it has grown so much and is doing so many interesting things in research area. I do love that it continues to focus on students, and I love working with students. So that was a really good fit for me. I also, as a first-generation college student myself, I really love that we have a very diverse mix of students here at the university, and I feel like they're getting a great education that's going to help them change their lives. So I really like that mission. And then I love that our department, we have really interesting people in the field. We have a focus. Again, we have concentrations in race, class, and gender, and we have the ability to educate our students on these important issues. So I think it's a great fit for me, mm-hmm. and I think it's a great fit for students, whether or not they are thinking about political science and want to better understand the way systems and institutions work and power circulates in our world, or if they're coming here for other reasons.
So one more thing before mm-hmm. I let you go. Any projections on the next election?
I really wish I... could. I'm still waiting to see. So many things are up in the air right now. I think the Democratic field is so big. I'm still waiting. Things are happening. It's really too soon. A lot's going to happen in the next, 9 months or so. Mm-hmm. And there's always those surprises. So I don't know. I think we need to kind of stay tuned. And mm-hmm. But I will be talking about all of this in the up to minute, kind of the world is our textbook type of way in my classes. So we will be kind of taking it day by day and trying to work together to figure out what's going to happen in 2020.
Thank you so much, Danielle, for coming and speaking with us today. This has been Rowan Confidential.
Thank you for having me.